Oh my God, it's us.
It's us
against them.
On the set, where I beat
we back
guts.
At it.
Like a crack addict.
We back.
It's your boy, Ed Stunner. Well, hold on. It's your boy, Ease? A.K.A. Ed Stunner? Oh, whatever.
Ed Stunner, a.k.a. Ease, a.k.a. Ed Stunner.
What I always say? Well, I
Ed Stunner.
My name for a second.
You always say Ed
it's
Stunner.
It's your boy, Ease, right?
Ed Stunner.
A.k.a. Ed Stunner.
I think you said Ed Stunner, because I remember one time you said Ed Stunner, and I was looking at you like...
Stunner.
You said something like that. I was just like...
Dang it, chief.
I didn't say nothing, but I was looking at him like... So I think it is Ed Stunner. We're going to go Ed Stunner today.
It's your boy, Ed Stunner, a.k.a. Ease.
Mm-hmm. A.k.a. Dolph. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not good at the a.k.a.s.
To the right of him.
It's your boy. Who I got to the right of me?
It's your boy, Swaggy T.
A.k.a.
Shit.
Lord.
We're going to run it back.
Because I didn't know which one I was going for.
We always have that ready to go.
I was ready to go, but this time I grabbed... Anyway, go ahead.
It's your boy, Ed Stunner.
We can restart a whole drawing over.
Start the whole thing.
Go ahead.
A.k.a. Ease. Who I got to the right of me?
It's your boy, Swaggy T.
Oh, my God.
A.k.a.
Lord Quad Guy.
A.k.a.
Chef Leonza.
A.k.a.
Teddy Pendergrass.
What's the last one?
New Nick Lee Miller.
Oh.
On the set.
That's a beating on her gut.
Teddy on the set. That's my new name. I'm going to put it on the back of a jersey.
On the set.
Who Teddy we got to the right set. Of the man with many names?
Malcolm Y. And this episode is sponsored by E&J XO
what
Extra Smooth.
Smooth operator.
What's that?
What's good, y'all?
More Ovaltine, dude. Oh, it's like, damn, that shit did sound like an Ovaltine commercial.
That sound like Get Out for a moment. Homegirl.
It's a rainy ass Saturday night.
Yes, it is.
Here in Delaware.
Get out the location on the set.
Yo, no. It's not going to stop.
Shit. Yeah, we here. Saturday, short week.
What's niggas doing tonight?
Chilling pops. Chilling.
I don't know. I'm probably going to just
sit back, relax.
Yeah, I might just look for something to do. I don't know. What you doing?
Get a drink. Ryan wants to go out with her friend. She wants me to go, so I'm going to just tag along, I guess.
Third wheel.
Yeah.
Tricycle.
I told her I didn't really want to go, but I was like, I mean, I'll go because you want me to go, but I don't want to be there long.
Where y'all going?
Duffer's.
What's Duffer's?
It's like a bar, right?
Yeah. It's a nigga.
Where's it at?
It's like in PA, but it's right over the line in PA. My name is
Rue. Oh, nah. I know exactly where that joint is.
It's like creepy as shit. Like, yeah. You gotta go under this bridge. Like, it's in the corner. Like, you can't walk there because you'll probably get kidnapped.
It's like by the Wawa. Keep going all, like...
It's in Lynch and Niggaville?
No. It's right over the line. You know where Name is Rue is? Tri-State Mall and all that? We went there when I went to go talk about my tent and shit.
Okay.
It's like behind there.
Yeah, it kind of go like a little bit further back. I went there uno times. Went back. Zero times.
That's really it. But I'm gonna just chill. I mean, whatever.
Y'all gonna get a section?
What? It's not a club.
No.
It's a bar. It's just a bar. They got good food, though. They wings is all
right. I never eat there. Nah.
But I mean, yeah, that's. I ain't really got. Honestly, I just wanted to chill because I'm going to New York next week.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I'm trying to save my money for that.
Y'all got any Christmas plans?
Nah.
Yeah. It's like being a crib plans. For real.
So I don't never have Christmas
ever.
Plans.
Like, I just be in the crib for real.
I hear you.
Yeah, my family ain't here, so I don't have Christmas plans, you know?
I hear you.
Not to bring it down, but.
I hear you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ovaltine.
We're Ovaltine. It's us against them, and, you know, every week we try. Well, every week we're going to try every week.
I thought you said we travel. I'm going to go. Where the fuck we be going?
To work.
We try to have some interesting shit for y'all to relate to.
And today's topic is
cheddar.
Money.
Thanks. I was going to say the Cardi money, but all right.
My fault.
Pesos, currencies, euros, coin.
The almighty
yen.
Dollar.
Yeah.
Green.
Yes. Bread.
Greenbacks.
Blue faces.
Motherfucking.
I don't even know. All about the Benjamins, baby.
Dollar Billy, y'all.
Money, basically. If niggas didn't.
If you didn't get the.
For any of the stupid niggas out there that didn't understand what the fuck we was talking about.
Stupid.
Dumb. Stupid. Yeah, we got. We're talking about the bread, the money, and what it does to people. What motivates everybody as far as money's concerned?
Better health, better wealth, better living situations.
So, when you think of money, that's what you think of those.
Better living categories. Situations, you know, and actually can afford certain things that I need. A little bit what I want, but more what I need in life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But it can also ruin you, though. More money, more problems.
What about you, Chef? Chef L.
What I do with money?
You know, like, what do you think about
your overall perspective of money. Like, what it means to you.
Oh, I need to have money to live comfortably. I need to have money to be able to take care of my family. I need to have money to be able to do what I want. I need to have money to be able to do what I need to do. You know what I mean? So, for me, I just want to have money so I can do whatever I want and I have to worry about nothing from nobody else, you know?
I hear you.
Does money bring happiness?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
It does.
All right, so 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it brings, like, a certain percentage of happiness because then you got, like, the other shit you got to worry about.
Nah.
I get paid, I get laid. It's like, nah. I can't.
So, other... All right. So, I mean, that... Is,
come on, be not
it's accurate. Guts. That's accurate.
On the set.
You got money, you get vagina.
Nah, but for real. Like, I know I'm...
That should not go hand in hand.
Unfortunately, it does in this society.
It does.
I post 100 racks every week on Instagram. I'm getting vagina.
Hey, what you doing?
I know, right?
She's like, oh, I see you.
Hey, what's up, big head?
She gonna make it seem like she liked my outfit, but she actually liked the money that's next to me.
Oh, you look good with your little cotton robe on. I'm like, bitch
it's silk.
You just wanna suck my dick.
It's the feds.
Who is this? I don't honestly. I feel like it makes things better in people's lives, but I don't necessarily think it brings happiness. Only because, so I say it like this. The reason I feel like it would bring people happiness is for people that know what it feels like to struggle and have money problems that aren't millionaires and don't have to think about spending a dollar. So when that day happens, then you'll realize, like, the other shit that makes you depressed.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I see a little bit.
So because all we know is, like, try to grind and work and get money to be happy, it's like, fuck, I need money to be happy. But once you have it, it's like, fuck. Now I'm upset about this or whatever else it is.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of, like, celebrities, I know, like, I think Diddy was talking about money. He was like, you know, money isn't everything. I'm like, well, nigga, that's easy for you.
Yeah, this nigga had money since 1999.
That's what I'm saying.
Since 1991.
Yeah, fuck? I might say shit different. So you really can't say money not everything. Niggas aren't struggling like you are. You might can relate from earlier times, but now how things progressively cost more and more and more. You need money to progress as well. So you can't tell me, oh, ain't nothing. Nigga, you don't have to do nothing. Your kids don't got to
do nothing. Well, I'm not saying they got to do nothing.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, like, they don't, you know.
You don't have to worry about it.
You're 9 to 5.
Financially. Nigga's about to be, he's almost a billionaire. He's not a billionaire yet. He's about to be a billionaire.
That's like for,
like, yeah, what, half a bill?
Something like that.
Or 600, I think.
Because think about it, though. But JT.
Nah, Beyonce's 600.
Beyonce don't have 600 million.
Yeah, she up there, bro.
Beyonce does not have 600 million, I promise. Because that means that would mean that she has more than Jay-Z.
355. Oh, shit. So
Jay-Z, I know who is damn near like 100 18? Away from a bill.
Dre. Dr. Dre is almost up there.
What's her name? What's Travis Scott's chick? What's her name again?
Kylie.
She's at 900 million. She got more money than all the motherfuckers.
900 million is her net worth.
Yeah, she had 900.
Nah, like,
that's all. Yeah, she had 900. It's because of her little line, her makeup line, and all that shit. Fragrance.
Y'all. I like Black Excellence better, so I'll go with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
What was Jay-Z? 600, right?
810.
810, okay.
And I think Dre is like.
So maybe Diddy is 600. Maybe I keep saying 600. Somebody is 600.
I think Diddy, well,
Diddy is 820.
He's 820 now?
Mm hmm.
Right, where's Dre at?
Jesus Christ.
That's what I say. Dre got the.
Type in whose net worth is 600 million because now it's driving me crazy.
Dre is 825.
How much?
825.
Wait, you just said Diddy's was 825.
Diddy's 820.
They got the same amount of money?
Well,
Well,
Dre got 5 million more.
I think Dre is worth more on because of the Apple deal with Beats. That that deal was over $1 billion.
Yeah, but he only saw like 500 of it. Yeah, he didn't see the whole
deal. That's what he's saying. He's only worth that much because of that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is worth?
I know Jay-Z up there, but he not close to touching the bill.
Shit, but he's like
he's not.
He will get there.
Yeah, he'll get there. He's not at eight though, but he owns a lot of shit. I didn't realize he owns Ace of Spades. Yeah,
He owns a half of Duce.
He owns part of Ace of Spades.
He has a like rap is
title. Title is all his.
Yep.
Which is still kind of like on the rocks, but
I mean, they're doing okay. I like him. What, I can't title? Find, huh?
Title. Title? Hmm?
I like the look of it. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's like I'm lying. I downloaded Tidal to get one of those Kanye West albums when it first came out. Like, that's literally the only reason I had it. I forgot which album it was, though.
Yo, but Bill Gates is 89 million. I'm billion, sorry.
89 billion.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
But again, go back. I mean, I guess you say like, it won't solve everything, but it will solve enough for me.
Speak for yourself. You give me some bread. All my problems is gone.
I know, but I said like
other problems arise after a while.
Cause I know when I got my job before, I'm making like good money. Like my car, you know, my car broke down. You know, like stuff happened in the meantime. And luckily, I had the money enough to do it. But at the same time, I didn't want that shit to happen. But same time, you said like it will solve problems.
That's life, though.
Yeah.
Like my biggest thing that I worry about. Cause I don't worry about where my next meal is going to come. And I don't worry about shit like that because I know I got a job. I know I'm going to have money. But I worry about just financial stability. You know what I mean? I'm just like, damn, can I do this and still do this? You know?
Right.
Can I still do this and do that? I mean, so you give me bread. I ain't going to have to worry about that. I'm straight. Like, for real. You know, like my next thing I'm trying to do now is like I'm trying, you know, obviously I'm always trying to get more money. But my next thing, I'm trying to get this family going. So... I'm trying to get a family because, like, I ain't going to get into it, but if you give me money, my family be straight, and I'll be good with that. As long as my family's straight, I'll be cool.
I don't got to be rich. As long as I'm comfortable.
Yeah,
I want to be able to feel like, you know, when I want certain things.
I can just go.
There doesn't need to be a bunch of thought behind it. It could just be like, you know what? I feel like my finances are good.
I'm going to grab this.
Let's go and get this. My wife wants a new vehicle after a few years, and she says, I want this. I want to be able to say, you know, I think that we can, you know, move things around.
Fuck that, baby. You better get out on these streets and start trapping like me.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I feel like as long as I have that, I mean, yeah, granted, I would love to be a millionaire. I mean, that'd be fine. But it's not, honestly, it's not a goal for me. I just want to be
comfortable.
I want to be comfortable. The goal first, like, I feel like there's different levels of goals. Like, the first level is to be comfortable.
Right.
And then after I'm comfortable, then I'm going to be like,
I'm well off.
More needs to come. Like, what else am I do now? Like, you know, my brother's at that point where he has a family. Y'all met my brother. He has a family. He's doing well. Like, y'all see that. Like, he's doing okay. But when he talks to me, he's like, yo, so, like, I need to figure out, like, what next? Like, now I just feel like I'm kind of stuck. Like, I'm just sitting here.
You're stagnant.
And I'm not doing nothing else. And because then you get comfortable. Mm-hmm. And you just feel like shit's simple. But to me, my thing is I can never just sit there and feel like I can't get complacent ever. Like, that I feel like that's what the issue with a lot of people are. Like, you got to keep going, keep moving forward, and keep looking for that next thing that's going to, you know, take you to the next level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that, then quite frankly, you shouldn't complain. As long as you know that you doing your best, regardless if you get to the next level or not, then that's all that matters. Like, you know what I mean?
And I hear you. But, like, damn, Oprah, 2.7 billion. But... my thing is, like, you know, I thought about the other day, talking on the phone, I was like, yo, like, Blue Ivy and the twins, they don't, either, you know, have to work like that if they don't have to. You know what I mean?
That's what separates people that come from that kind of background from
But, you know what I mean? Us. It's, like, weird to be born into that money and not knowing it's who crazy. Your parents are.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Son, like, sons, like, his kids and shit like that, like, they... Or Will Smith's kid, like, they
said their own shit.
Well, I want to be an actor.
Quincy probably
he does own shit.
I'm not gonna say he didn't see the struggle because both his parents were, you know,
coming up.
Because his dad's Albie Shore and his mom was Kim Porter, and then Diddy came into play. So he never really struggled, but he kind of lived a semi regular life before it was Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then once Diddy came, then he was like, fuck it.
I was talking about that the other day. I was like,
you know what I'm saying? He still lived comfortably, but he probably was the closest
the
other one.
Well, the main person, the was the cone nigga.
The young boy? The one that looked just like Diddy? That nigga looks just like Diddy.
Christian?
Yeah.
Christian Combs? No. No. Yeah, Christian.
Christian's a light skinned boy, ain't he?
No, darker.
Okay, that's, yeah, the, like, the darker one looks just like Diddy. That's little Diddy.
And Quincy look just like, I'll be sure.
Yeah,
but like it's nasty.
To get to the point, it's like Will Smith's kids, like all of them, like they wake up, they're like, oh, I want a record deal. Oh, I want to do music. Oh, I want to be an actor. It's just like, oh, cool, let me call my agent. Boom.
Yeah, I was watching something with
them. They don't got to work for shit. And Willow
didn't
okay.
want the record deal after that. Like after she did with my hair, she ain't want it no more. She was like, I don't want to do this no more. And Will Smith was like, no, you gotta do it. Like that's crazy.
That's
like,
not me hating either. Because like as a parent, you're like, okay, I wanna build a foundation so they don't have to struggle. So I get that. So that's not me hating. But
I wanna ideally build generational wealth.
Yeah.
Yes, so exactly.
My kids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily being like, oh, you don't got work, but you good.
You be okay.
You know what I mean? You good. Like, because I be working in the bank and everything like that. You see it. Like, niggas be coming in. Like, yeah, you know, I got this, my grandson on this beneficiary CD. Me here beneficiary on this CD. And then this grandson on this beneficiary on that CD. And I be looking at the balances. These should be like $250,000. So I'm like, damn, if you die right now, this four-year-old kid is about to have $250,000.
Well, I turned 18. Well,
it depends. It really depends.
Oh, it depends on the parents, too. The parents, they have access depending on the contract.
Because there's always a representative. They'll have a representative. Mm-hmm. But it depends on when the representative can give the money to the child.
It all depends on what they really, honestly, what comes down to that. Well, they put in the will, and like, yeah, as soon as he turns, exactly. Yeah. As soon as I pass, this is his money.
It all depends.
Y'all talking the money.
Yo, they can get so, detailed on the trust. They can say every fifth month on the third, I want $200,000 to go to Sammy. But every 5 years, it has to skip. Like, they can literally make it however they want it to be. And if it's not followed, then people get sued and shit like that. It's weird.
Real quick off topic. You ever had to, approve a POA document? Like, do y'all got to do that?
Yeah. Power of attorney? All the time. Like, we send it legal and shit like that. But at this point,
y'all talking about money shit.
At this point, I've done
me do it. Like, I don't like doing that, so I don't do it.
This point, I'm so good at it. Well, not good at it, but I've done it so much and familiar with it that I can look at a POA and know if it's valid or not. Like, you know, because they'll come up to me and be like, oh, I'm POA on this. And I'm like, no, it only says you're POA on this.
Oh, I can do that part. I can do that. Yeah.
If your mom passes.
Like, I'm talking about when they be like, oh, this is my POA documents. Like, when they first bring them in, not showing that they're POA. It's like they're basically trying to get that. POA.
Oh, yeah, we can make, write up that. POA documents?
I don't like
I try to stay away from
that. I don't like doing that.
I tell them if they don't have it.
I'd be like,
we have our own.
I hate it.
We have our own company power of attorney. But see, it's different. Yeah. We literally have
77 billion and 7 billion. Like,
all they got to do is sign. We have the shit written up already.
I hate that shit. They'd be like, can you check this? I'd be like, no, I don't want to look at it because if I fuck that up, bro.
But
anyway, back to
building a foundation. Like, I feel like having a career is great, but I feel like when it comes to finances, you can't have your hand in just one pot. Like, you got to diversify. You got to be able to have multiple different sources of outcome, especially if you want to build for the future. Like, you can't be 65 and end up with $2 million in your account and feel like you made it. No, because that $2 million is going to be gone by the time you die. It all depends on when you die, first
Unless
of all.
You die when you're 66.
If you die when you're 66.
Ballin', you hear
exactly.
me?
When you die when you're 95, that money's gone. Because at that point, it's only like 75 a year. But then you got to think about it. The older you get, the more money you dishing out every year because of your health, because of this, because of that. Grandchildren, just a bunch
Fuck
of shit.
Fuck them little niggas. You ain't my son.
Fuck them kids. My favorite part.
But you just said you wanted a family. Like, fuck them grandkids.
Yeah, you're right.
future grandkids, this is what it is.
They go like, Grandpa Chef Leonzo, can I get a quarter? I'm like, nigga, you better hit that block. On the set. You know what we used to do? We wanted quarters back in the day.
Big facts.
Mm-hmm. I got a big one.
Okay. After Pause. That, then I got Yeah. I was like, yeah.
I was waiting for you. I was like, waiting for
because
you to say something.
I literally was about to say something before you said that. That's why I was so like, okay, yeah.
Was it still on like building foundation and shit?
It was just
Mine's
a lot.
Kind of separate.
It was gonna live.
It's all about
it
money.
It was about money, but it was gonna live it up because I feel like we real serious right now. You know, I'm all jokes, so I was gonna say something live it up.
Yo, they disrespectful on here on Twitter. But go ahead.
Oh, are we bothering you?
Yeah, what the fuck? Do you want time to?
You know, you
no, just no, scroll, no.
Take
no,
a break?
No, it just popped up.
And we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. What is that?
Yeah, what is it with you and the doo-doo? I was going to talk about money and how it changes people.
That's cool. Go ahead.
Unless yours kind of piggybacks off the foundation. Yeah,
I can segue from you to the other cool. Side.
So my question was, do you feel like it makes sense to change when you have a certain amount of money?
Change in what sense?
That's a good question. I just mean like in general.
You mean change your personality?
I think so.
Okay, I see what you mean. Personality, the way.
Personality,
I am.
No. I feel as though.
I'm gonna be bougie as shit. Mm-mm. I am.
I'm going to be the same OG.
Nope.
Same OT, but nah, I'm gonna be the same. But nah,
Genesis.
I feel like you gotta have your guard up. There should be a you know certain way that you should move.
You gotta move differently, but your person and who you are as a human should
that
not
shouldn't change.
Your core values shouldn't change.
But check this out. You have
y'all some good people.
You have 20. Let's say you have 20K now, and then, you know, 2 years from now, you end up with 100 million.
Jesus.
The people around you.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, about 2 million. But the people around, the fame, shit like that. The people around you, they start to look at you different, and they start to want to, again, use the word, piggyback off of what you have. So that automatically makes you want to protect yourself and makes you look at different people, which ultimately makes you change. You see what I'm saying? And then everybody's like, oh, you changed it.
Yep.
Well, first of all, it's because the more success and more funds you have in your account, the more people try to take advantage of you, the more you close up, the more you decide that people ain't for you, and you start to kind of look at people
differently,
a certain type of way. And then the people that are around you, you know, your right hands, they start to not be in the picture, so people start taking that as, oh, this person changing because he has a certain amount of money.
So do you think if you got a certain amount of money, you would change?
The thing is, I think people would think that I changed because I would try to watch my back and my family's back because people would try to take advantage of me. And because people are trying to take advantage of me, I would automatically start watching who I trust, which would show. So I guess I would change from people looking in. From looking out, it would just, I don't think I would change. It would just be to protect myself. Because people are very stingy and can be very
vindictive.
Yeah, shit like that. So automatically, I feel like change comes with it automatically. But if you're like, there's different types of change too, right? So it's like, it could be, I don't fuck with you because you ain't got bread. Because honestly, it wouldn't matter to me. You could be the most humble person, but, you know, you got a couple dollars in your pocket, or you got a couple dollars in your pocket and you just stingy as fuck and you just always want something from me. There's a huge difference.
Right.
But if I'm just like, oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can hold another.
Change. So I guess I see what you mean. There's different types of change.
Yeah.
There's a changing, oh, because I got money, you're beneath me. And there's a changing, oh, because you got me to this point. You made me change because you made me feel like I can't. Trust you, people can't be.
What about you? Would you change?
Yes.
You think so?
Yep.
Like dead ass.
I'm dead ass.
Okay. Like in a bougie way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like I don't know if he's being serious.
His mind is made up. I believe him, actually. His mind is made up.
Okay, so his people would be beneath you? Like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of change?
I would just act better than everybody else.
Okay.
Not y'all. Like, my friends, nah. Like, if y'all, but like, other people?
Why?
Because I want to. I have money. It's my life.
So what happens if you lose all that money?
I would still act the same. I would act like I got it. Like I still got it.
Okay. You can't talk to me about it.
You can't talk to me about it. I mean.
On the set.
But we respect your honesty.
But nah, I mean, I would probably change. Not change up like whole 180.
Is it
but
trolley? Nah, I ain't going no fucking trolley.
Like, oh, and poor folks go there.
How much are drinks? 15? Nah, they gotta be like 45 a drink.
Oh, nine?
Yeah,
no.
I'm with you on that one. I'm going to trolley now, so I'm gonna be like.
I was giving it as an example.
Like trolley.
Nah, but. When. Nah, but like, I would manage my money better, but also, I think I will act a certain way different. But like, with my friends and family, I wouldn't. Certain family members, definitely. They assholes.
I don't talk to certain family members now.
No, but I'm saying though, like, they're like, oh, what's up, cousin? Oh, I was poor last year.
Mr. Mixon to you, sir.
Slave.
You know what I'm saying?
I was I would use having money as an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Towards people.
No, that, I wouldn't change.
Towards people that used to be in my life. Mm-hmm. No, no, we're gonna get to.
Oh, okay.
No. For people that like, all right, so let's say chicks that I used to try to fuck with, like, I'd be petty.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd use my money in a petty way. And you know,
I'll send a dick pic next to $10,000.
Would I go to trial if I got signed today and I was famous, right? If I got signed by Drake or some shit, my ass would go straight.
Let the record show. Out of all people to get signed to, he said Drake.
Jersey Drake go.
I bet he could say anybody.
I could be signed by
Blueface.
Get on the set. Shit, I get signed by Blueface right now. I'll be all
right, Rick Ross. I get signed by Rick Ross or Meek Mill or somebody. My ass, you say you wouldn't go to trial. I go straight to trial and see the old bitches that dubbed me and act
that's
like
just petty.
I fuck these bitches and then get out my car, whore.
Nah, I probably.
I'm too important for you now.
Whore.
Like,
straight up. I'm dead ass.
I can understand that.
And then I'd explain.
It's only one bitch in this world I would do that to.
And then I'd explain it. Why are you acting like. Well, excuse me. Back in 2013,
9 p.m.
August,
you said
23rd.
You said, oh, that's the last thing I heard from you.
And now I'm
saying, LOL.
Now I'm saying, oh,
get out,
whore,
get out.
That simple. Like, I would honestly, karma would come back to me, but it's okay. I invite karma right in. Like, I don't give a fuck because it would make me feel good.
Welcome to my crib. These are my kids. You know,
like Dave Chappelle. Remember he did that to the homegirl that dissed him.
I would do that though.
But no,
I
mean, yeah, it was the whole family and shit.
Other than that, yeah. So, Chef,
would I change?
But you said you wouldn't.
I wouldn't change who I am as a person. I wouldn't worry about people really trying to take advantage of me because my main people that I'm cool with, like my niggas, they already know what it is because I can't. It was a time in my life when I actually did have a come up. I wasn't no millionaire, but I did have a come up, and them niggas never switched up on me. Them niggas never asked me for anything. They know that I have the mentality: if I'm eating, y'all gonna eat. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that I would be like, yo, I'm going to pay for everything, because they know I'm not. But my niggas know, like, if I'm eating, we all eating. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody going to struggle.
Exactly. Nobody going to struggle. Like, I'm going to put us in a position so we all going to eat. You know what I mean?
I hear
so,
you.
Niggas going
to
work for it.
Dude. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Niggas going to work. And I already got movements in place for this shit to happen, just in case, you know, some wild shit just happened. You know, niggas just happen to be a multimillionaire. I already got shit in place, like, for niggas to eat. But that's just me as a person. My niggas already know I don't have to worry about niggas trying to take advantage. Now, like you said, like family members and shit like that, I fuck with my family, but it's to a certain extent. I don't not fuck with them, but we just don't talk. So since we don't talk, if you hit me up, I'm already gonna know what it is. So I'm just gonna be like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
you're already at arm distance. You know what I mean? So when I go to a family function, you go like,
hey,
oh,
cousin,
you know what I mean? What's up? What's da-da-da-da. Up? If you ain't talking about working, then I ain't gonna dish you off nothing. But if you try and work, yeah, show me that you gonna work. Then I'll put you on. But I'm not about to just.
It's an investment.
Exactly. I ain't gonna give you no bread. Only people I'm gonna give bread to is gonna be my sister, her kids. I'm gonna make sure they good because that's basically my babies right there. My moms and my pops. That's it. Nobody else ain't getting bread from me.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? My grandmother, make sure she's straight, but she ain't want no bread. All she wanna do is smoke cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
Get a pack of noobs. Get a pack of noobs.
Get a pack of Virginia Slims.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Menthol. My grandmother trying to be lit. You know what I'm saying?
Ball.
And my dad's mom, my grandmother on his side, like, I feel like she's comfortable with it, so she ain't gonna need nothing. Like,
right.
I'll probably just go out there and fly out there just to see her. I think now, just at this point with her, she just wanna see me.
Yeah,
so I ain't got, you know what I mean? Everybody else, I'm not about to give you shit.
Yeah.
You know? So it's more so just like, I'm gonna make sure y'all good. Like, all right, boom. You ain't struggling, right? All right, I'll put $1,000 or $2,000 in your account.
that should be going by tomorrow.
Make sure your mortgage paid for the next month, but other than that,
hey,
you know,
it's better than nothing.
But for real, like I said, like, only person that I would really be dishing out bread to would be like my mom's and my sister. My mom's because it's my mom's.
Right.
My sister because she got the kids.
Right.
Other than that, I ain't dishing out to nobody.
And I think I'll give bread to my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brothers. Yeah. That's really
like
it.
I'll give my niggas bread.
But like majority, like
my mom
that,
could probably call me and be like, yo, Ted, I need to get this Lexus today. I would get it for her. And then tomorrow she'd be like, you know what, I don't want
check
this
cash up.
I want this Maserati. I would get it for her. Like, my mom would be the only person I would give her shit.
Right, same.
Until I'm like, listen here, Tamika, you wilding on the set. You know what I mean? Same thing.
I got the Maserati yesterday.
I give Tiffany anything and I give the babies anything.
No,
you know
I hear you.
So that's that. Everybody else would be like, nigga, you trying to work? You know what I mean? I got this clothing line.
He says work. You have money.
Yeah, no, nigga. I have money.
No, we're a team.
No, we're not.
Oh.
There's no contract.
Sweetie. Nah, I hear you. But nah, I would definitely would change up though. Like, I have no problem with that.
Yo, this nigga.
I have no problem with that.
I get it though.
And it's not to diss people. It's just like I know I would be like,
yeah, the common person, I think I would look at them crazy too.
Yeah,
like, I would probably look at you like,
fact, like if you say to me like, yo, Miles, like I got a bottle of E&J trying to come through, I'm like
nigga, what?
I'm not going there. I'm poor. I'm not going to that shelter.
Like,
I ain't doing that,
right?
E&J.
You probably got Lay's chips and shit.
I fed it to my dog, and
you know what I'm saying?
They barely drink that shit. So I don't know what you want me to come over there for.
I use E&J to get the rust off my shit.
I give that out on New Year's Eve.
I put it in my oil tank. I don't know what else you want me to do.
I put it in my Halloween bags.
I use sanitized cuts.
Trick or treat,
sweetie. To the ports. But nah, I would switch up. But I would just do it just to do it. I probably fall back later, but I feel like I would just do it.
My main goal would be to be petty and fuck all the bitches.
It's petty.
Dang, give me the pussy.
My main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody. Shout out to Riff Raff.
I know you're talking about.
Dude, I love that video. That's a fact. That's a fact. I'm dead serious. Like, I will blow up and I will act like I don't know none of these niggas.
Yep. Yo, Ted. It's nah, bro. It's coming up for me, dog. It's coming. Do we know?
Do I know you?
No, dog. You would do the Diddy meme, the gif like this.
Oh, word.
Yo, bro.
They don't want to. Anyway, liven things up. What would you do? What was the craziest shit you would do for some bread? Put a little
zest in
the craziest, you know, thing I do for money?
A little pizzazz.
Yo, he nasty.
No.
He said anything.
It was one time we was at school. They were saying that this one boy would get a dick tatted on his ass for $100. I was like, that's not enough. Like, it's just not enough.
That probably won't cover the tattoo cost. Like,
it really wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
Like, what size dick you want? But like,
That baby.
You know what I mean?
What that baby? No, that's why. I'm sorry. That sounds mad crazy. I want a dick on my ass. And like, what the artist is like this? No, oh, like the artist, boy, like the tattoo. Boy. Like go like, to artist and be like,
all right, how much?
Or like, Nakeem.
How much would you take, would you want if to put a dick on your ass? Well, a tattoo dick.
Put dick on my ass. How much would it take to put dick on your ass? I'll tell you how much that was.
Wait, what?
A lot of fucking money. Dog.
Okay, yo. Wait, what? Like a real live dick? For a certain amount of
real
money?
Live
so
dick.
What, is he just gonna sit the dick on your butt? Like,
what if he,
I
no.
was talking about a tattoo.
So what, me you, too.
This is too much. Nah, too much.
I was not talking what about
not.
I was not talking about no live miles? Penis. I was talking,
what,
about
did little, you say, oh, for a dick, you gotta.
I didn't mean like that. I apologize.
You gotta say pause, bro.
Let's pause.
All
right. Let's move on. Because I don't like the way that was going.
I don't like it either. Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
Y'all know what I meant. I'm sorry. Don't put that shit on me. All right.
All right. So, the tattoo part.
Okay, the tattoo on my ass.
To get a dick tattering ass, how much...
Why are we talking about dicks? Like, damn.
Nah, bro. It was only because of the story I was talking about.
Okay.
That's the only reason we got to this.
Jesus.
It got weird because he made it weird.
$500? $1,000, dog. Watch your fucking mouth. Dog. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all are. Yo.
I thought you meant 500, too. I saw my face was like.
Nah, dog. 500,000.
How much, bro?
Yo, I wouldn't even think about doing anything with.
No, I wouldn't think about doing either.
No theoretically dick.
It gotta
no
be in
illustrated
mills.
Dick.
It gotta be in mills though.
Yes, I'm okay. Nothing. Like, I'm not touching a dick. I ain't getting no dick illustrated on me. Yeah, okay. Unless you like write with a crayon or some shit. You draw. Okay, Smokey.
I don't know what that.
Okay, Smokey.
Like, we on Friday.
Yo, I don't know what that
Friday
was.
Last night too. That's why I was so quick on it.
Get off me.
Alright, well, I feel like you know the craziest thing you would do for some money. That's why you asked. I feel so.
That's, yeah,
I
angel
do,
death homes.
I'll do some wild shit for money. Depending. Don't take this out of context.
Pause.
I would do almost anything for money.
So you get
for a certain amount of money.
So you get every, a tattoo, I have my dick cost on your ass.
It's a cost, yeah.
Okay, so anything.
$1 million. I'll tattoo a dick.
Anything. On my ass. No. That's what I said. Anything.
Almost anything. Almost anything.
What's the exclusive? Like, what's like?
What's a no go for
you? Yeah, my bad. No go. Like, what?
I'm not dealing with no real life dick.
For $1 billion.
You wouldn't like touch it.
Oh, I'll touch it. Yo. I'll touch it.
Yo. Right,
No. Wait. For $1 billion, you touch a penis.
I'll touch my own penis. Yeah. What, like someone else's penis?
Yes, nigga.
For a billion?
For $1 million?
No, a billion.
Hell yeah.
I'll touch.
Look. I cannot.
Where's the money? Where's the bread?
Money.
Get my fucking money.
Right though, nigga, pull up with $1 billion in cash right in front of you.
On the like, set. On the
billion
set.
$1 billion. What you gonna do?
Yo, you play like a cat with a ball like this.
All right, bro.
Boy, spitting that shit.
Yo.
All right.
He said, what? Right there with his head spinning like a helicopter.
All right, now you buck.
That's your man's.
$1 billion.
So almost anything.
Almost anything.
Would you eat a pile of shit?
Yes.
Yes.
For $1 billion?
Yes.
For a certain amount of money, yes, I would.
Yes.
Okay.
No, but you can't say everything's a billion, because that's
a billion
too
is
easy.
A billion is I will do right, anything for $1 billion.
$500,000, would you eat a pile of shit?
How big is the pile of shit? Is it
like a dog
like
shit?
Like an average pile of shit.
Like
I'm
dog
talking
shit?
About human shit.
No.
Is it mud butt or is it solid?
Yo, dog, if it's mud butt, I'd be at least a million.
I'd rather firm.
Well, I was talking about mud butt.
Mud butt's easy to take down than the solid.
You would have to chew.
Right, give me a second. I need a second.
You would have to chew.
Oh yeah, the other you know shit.
All right.
So go about this with mud butt like this.
Exactly. I'd be just like this. I'd be like.
All right. Would you jump off the Brooklyn Bridge for $100K? Into the water?
No.
I would die before
I hit the water.
Not before you hit the water.
No, but I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, okay. Personally. Yeah. Like, that feeling of dropping, it would kill me. I would die.
I would do it for it. Do you want your money? Do you want the money, though? I would do it for $200,000.
You jump off a bridge.
Dollars. Mm-hmm. No problem.
I probably would, honestly.
Honestly. Hold on, so would you eat a pile of shit? Give me the camera.
We need to get a camera.
No, I would not.
Right there.
You would never?
I would never swoop that low to eat another human being's pile of shit for any amount of
shit.
Money.
What if it's like a loved one shit?
You said another human
worse.
Being.
No, but I would say a loved one.
I wouldn't eat shit for money. That just makes me, it just makes me feel like I'm like luring myself just for some bread. I wouldn't do it.
I lure myself every day for some bread.
Word.
Going to work.
Word.
Like, my debit card's not working. You need to fix it. Lower it myself. Because I'd be like, first thing, don't yell at me. But I'd be mad. Sorry. I'd be like,
I couldn't do
you that. Want a new
There's
number or a new debit card?
Do.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's
like,
other shit I would do. Nah. But I wouldn't.
Would you touch
shit?
Dick?
Huh?
Would you touch dick for
touch
a billion?
A dick?
Yeah. A dick?
I think where the line, first thing first, we need to stop talking about dicks.
No, well, I mean,
this
we,
the
we
last
reached
thing,
our compatibility.
The last thing I'm going to say about dicks, I wouldn't do anything sexually with a dick. That's no, I, that's the line we're drawing. Now, if you like, $1 billion right here, you just touch my shit.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing sexually.
Yeah, nothing sexually. No amount.
That's
nah. Nah, bro.
That ain't it, chief.
Nah.
So okay, so we talked about what would you do? What have you done
for money?
Money?
Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything
haven't
really
done
money.
For money.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Nah. I think I drink a bottle like some straight. I forgot what it was. For like me a couple dollars, like alcohol wise. My man,
you've done some wild shit.
Nothing wild, but the first thing that came to my mind was my dad made me Harlem Shake in front of all the family for like the 5 minutes for like $20.
That's not bad.
I take that.
Nigga, 5 minutes?
It's a long time.
I had the shit playing the song Black Rob and Diddy them like make this
for five
money.
Minutes. That's a long time.
Nigga, I was sweating. Nigga was going
look.
In. I was like,
look,
nigga was going in.
Do the damn dance.
You know what I'm saying? But damn. No, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I've done some shit for money before. I ain't gonna lie.
I think I've done some shit before, but I can't remember. But nothing that serious that, like, degrades me in a sense of, like, niggas by your mods, you bugging right about now.
I know I was. I'm sorry. Never mind. Forget it. Fucking, I ain't gonna say it.
Yeah, what was it?
I ain't gonna say it.
Yeah, you be starting shit and then don't want to say it. You did this shit last week.
All right. I know I said I was gonna stop talking about dicks. Yeah,
right. You did shit last Monday.
Listen. You did that shit earlier this week.
I know somebody. I know a nigga. Drop the name. I'm not gonna drop the name. I know a nigga that did some wild shit for some bread.
How much you talking?
A McDouble.
All right.
Or a McChicken.
You talking about literal bread then?
To what, a sandwich? So yeah, I guess so.
The reward was the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! The nigga was like, "Yo, I'll tug your dick right now for a fucking McDouble."
Oh, why you screaming about that? Because he told me about that story. You told me about that.
Did
shit.
I?
You sure did. You was in the back seat.
I was in the back seat. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck?"
Like being a little like
they was. Yeah, it was wild that night.
He touched dick for a McGriddle.
Nigga, he tugged it.
Like that's one tug.
Well, I didn't look at
so,
it.
So I feel like we're back on the whole dick thing.
That's what I said. That's why I was like, I'm not gonna. But that was funny to me. I was just like, that shit was kind of, it was gay as hell. But I was just like, that's okay. how the struggle
can we
was.
Can we bring like a vagina into this?
Yo, I would do anything to a vagina for any
okay,
amount of money.
Okay, listen to this. First of all,
okay, boom, I'm here with it. Hit me.
A vagina that smells like garbage. I'm not done. Yeast infection. Has an STD.
As long as I get rid of
STD. Has chlamydia and crabs.
Why she has both?
And is fully on her period.
I never had sex with a girl on her period.
Would you eat it for $250,000?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Shit tongue. Oh. Shitty ass. Shit.
Okay. Would you eat any butt for that amount?
Yes.
Nah,
I'm gonna say, nigga, ate ass for free, bro. I'll eat ass for somebody.
You gonna put me in a fucking chair?
He's like, yeah, I did. Yeah, it's an ass for free.
Oh my god,
you wouldn't do that?
I just high five.
Oh, you would do
too? Or the vagina?
Have you ever had like bad vagina? That's
yes,
like,
that's a whole nother podcast. Did we talk about that before?
I don't think about bad.
About smelly pussy that smelled like garbage. Yes,
we did.
We can talk about it again, but they got to do it money.
Don't bring me back to that.
Hold on. So I got a quick question for y'all.
It's
so
a touchy subject.
Girls and this money concentration. Women pay for, or men pay for women to get enhancements, correct? Such as like boobies.
It's common.
Ass. It's common. Face.
Ass.
Nose, ass.
Titties. I'm gonna eat it.
I mean,
sorry, go ahead. That's my video.
But it's mine too.
Like, big pussy. I got it saved.
I got big pussy.
Ooh, what else? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do women actually get their vaginas done? Is there like?
Oh, it's
what?
Called. It's called.
What do they do to them?
It's
tighten
called.
Them up?
Yeah. It's a fuck. It's called a mommy makeover or something like that. Nah, mommy. That's not what it's called. It's called.
I never knew.
It's called something, but yeah.
Yeah, like they actually
vagina
get
vagina reconstruction surgery. Yeah.
But what happens for it?
I think they do shit with the lips.
No.
In the labia.
No, I mean like before
somebody
that.
Somebody need to put them lips back. Cause it's little... You ever see that picture?
It's like
sandwich?
Drapes.
Like.
I'm sorry.
I need to talk about like a roast beef sandwich.
Just think it was like drapes.
That's just disgusting.
Good old labias.
I'm sorry, yo. That shit gonna be bad loud too, though. But that shit caught me off guard. It's like, like drapes. It was blown in the wind.
That's how like be raw, like raw thin steaks just flapping in the wind.
I am not going to body shame. Cause I know some niggas might like that.
What?
What, loose slippies?
Yeah.
They go in there like. They should play.
But they want to play with it.
Probably.
Thumb war.
Thumb war. It's not. You cannot stretch out pussy lips. You cannot. Yo, you are disrespectful.
First thing you did was imagine.
I imagine it as well, but y'all are fucking disrespectful. You want to play a thumb war with pussy lips?
Thumb war. He was like.
I declare a thumb war.
I win. Like, oh, it's the third time.
Damn, Ted, you're 15-0 this game. Where you,
she include the other thumb and shit.
What was like
Arnold Wiggle?
What was it? A joystick?
Oh my god! How does what does this got to do with money?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
We go. Money. We went from money to roast beef pussy.
Burnt pussy lips. Burnt pussy lips. Remember that?
Oh, fuck. Ooh, what else?
What else?
I mean, eat it.
Oh. That's a funny ass video, dog.
It's sad that, you know.
But yeah, but, wrong,
but it was.
I
funny.
Mean, I feel like we covered all bases as far as money was concerned.
Yeah, I would do some wild shit for some bread.
I got. I don't think I've ever done anything for bread.
I got to secure the bag for my family. So if that anybody come in front of me like, yo, I got this $1 billion in cash. What's up? I'm like, nigga, what's up? What you trying to do?
Facts.
Straight up, I got to secure the bag for my family. So if I gotta be Sheen. And I got to be degraded.
For my family to
exactly,
get better.
Because I ain't going to tell them how I got it. Grandpappy, how did you get $2 billion? I'm going to lie and be like, I used to walk 6 miles and 10 feet of snow to school. I'm going to lie like everybody else. Like, nigga, I ain't going to tell them that I was out here, you know.
They'll be like, but on Twitter, it says that you. No. Like, just imagine they could, like, find you from back in 2000, whatever. But like, nah, I heard you did this.
That's fine.
That wasn't me.
Would y'all buy designer and all that shit?
Yeah.
Not like,
probably,
how much like
not
probably
as much.
How much shit how would things change as far as what you purchase other than cars and shit like that? What you
gonna do that? Like, would my bad hit it.
Ooh.
Big pussy. Ooh.
Ooh.
What else, huh?
Ooh.
What else?
Ooh.
What else?
Ooh.
What else?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mood.
Would you still go to the same stores and shit?
I would.
I still shop at ASOS like a motherfucker.
I'd shop at ASOS. Hell yeah.
I'd spend like 5 racks a week.
At they ASOS. Got these Chelsea
Jesus
boots.
Christ.
They got these Chelsea boots. That's like $325.
I love ASOS so much.
I would shop. I'm kind of okay. Hold on. Off the subject. Did you know about ASOS before I said anything to you about it? Because I was talking about.
I did know it, but okay. I didn't really.
I was talking about that the other day, and I was like, I'm upset that I told Eddie about ASOS, because he'd be on ASOS more than me, and he'd be getting shit that I like.
Bro.
And I'd be like, damn.
Just this past week, I've gotten 2 orders. Like two shippings already.
Son of
a bitch. I order from there once a week.
I have not.
It's honestly getting out of hand.
ASOS is not for everybody. It's only for me.
It's really getting out of hand.
Oh, don't go there.
We might have the same Chelsea boots. I'm sorry.
I wish we had like a promo code.
Oh, no. Mine's a gray. Yeah, that's
a gray one. I wish we had like a promo code.
For what?
ASOS.
We should get a promo code.
I'm
ASOS.
About to pay for the 2-day shipping yearly package thing. It's like $20.
I'm upset.
Okay. It honestly makes sense.
Yeah,
by now I think I paid.
Yeah,
I'll
start
already.
Telling you when I want shit, so we can do that. I got you. We can do that.
And I get 10% because I'm a student.
A bitch.
Yo, ASOS, come holler at us.
Yo, I love ASOS so much.
I
we buy y'all stuff, so like
they got these Chelsea boots like $325.
That's my fashion Nova.
Like, that's nigga Nova for
nigga
me.
Nova. We should get something like that though, a promo code to get people. Because you know,
we will eventually.
Because like you know, if people use our promo code, then we get money back or we get stuff back. So,
to answer your question, I would still go to ASOS. I wouldn't go to H&M. I wouldn't go to.
Oh hell no, H&M. I wouldn't go there now anymore, man. I'm getting tired of that fucking place.
I go to H&M on a quick shit.
They change so much
on a quick shit. I'm like, god damn it, I need to buy some for tonight.
Yeah, that's when I
go to
a quick lay.
Exactly.
No. Other than that, everything has to be online now, man.
Well, I wouldn't
ASOS
buy
the store.
I wouldn't buy all designer because I don't even like designer like that. Like some of the designer clothes are trash to me.
They make no sense.
I feel like people just get them because it's designer. Like these Gucci shoes with the fucking chains and the buckles and the whistles.
I'd buy those in a minute.
I wouldn't because they look ugly to me. I would dress. I would dress the same way, but I'll dress a little bit better. Like
the
you know,
only thing. I'm sorry to cut you off. The only thing is that it will attract attention, though. That's my only thing
I don't
about
want
that.
Attention.
No, but then you will get that if you buy a certain shirt that and wear it out like that.
Would you wear a bunch of chains?
I would.
I will
like
buy
hella chains.
Like at least right, three.
So three. I already wear chains now, but would you wear bigger chains or would you still wear?
Nah.
Mine would just get realer.
Mine would
same size but realer.
Mine is real now.
No,
but
I'm saying like
except my diamond
bigger
part.
Carrot. If you understand
yeah,
what I'm saying,
or yeah, like,
what's
better? Yeah,
I would
carrots. Yeah, the
yeah.
Carrots would be even.
Nah, not me.
Probably,
I get a studded
like
diamond
or something like that. You probably got like 14, 16 carat.
Something like that.
I would get 100% 24 carat. That's the best.
Yeah.
I would get
a studded one, same size.
I would get
be
me.
All
I would get a tennis. Diamond. I want tennis necklace, tennis chains,
tennis bracelets.
Tennis bracelets.
I get a
big
ass
chain with the diamonds
on it.
I would too. I'll get one that say a lot of
stuff. Something like that.
Tell you, nigga, what my chain game gonna be, boy?
I just want to do that shit.
Would you wear two watches?
That's ignorant.
I'd probably wear more suits than anything for real.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, I'll be more
Burberry suit.
I would, honestly, you
Hugo Boss.
And this is what I said. This is honestly what I said to myself.
I'd buy a Gucci suit.
I would, if I was rich, I would dress like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
That's how I would look. Like, it would be
pretty
time,
ass sweaters and shit.
Yeah, like I would dress like that shit all the time. Like little polos and shit. Everything would be tailored to me. Like I would dress like that. Like there would be times I'd be dressed down like a nigga when I do nigga shit.
DMZ be like, oh, Ease was at the store. I'd be in a full fucking suit.
Oh, I'm not to go to the Poppy store. Get a
well, I mean, if I just left tees, like, you know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go in that business.
I'd have a whole office. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I would, like, my style is like, you know what I'm saying? I would definitely be out here with some shit for money, with the bread. Like, I'll be out here with some shit. Like, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to be out here like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see this shit right here, bro? This shit. This is a one of one. You know what I'm saying? This is a one of one. This shit's only cut for me. You feel me? Nobody can get this shit. You can't fit this shit because it's cut for me. It's my specification.
Oh, all tailored suits.
Nigga, they going to come out here and give me cotton. They gonna be
like I want to pick a fabric. Be like,
exactly.
I want this one.
I'm like, ooh, what's that? They going to be like, that's 100% alligator butt. I'm like, yeah.
What's the amount that y'all want to retire with?
What I want to retire with?
Yeah. What's the goal that
you want? Well, for one, it depends on what my job is now. Because if it's a job that I really love, I wouldn't want to retire.
When are you, you're going to have to retire.
Not necessarily. If I was an announcer. Like,
well, when you're done working, how much, like the last day, or like, how much are you trying to have in your bank?
But that's hard for me to say because if it's something I'm doing that I really love, I don't want to retire. That's what I'm saying.
So you now me keep now working at 89. My goal is to finally stop working at one point.
No, because if I love what I'm doing, I don't want to stop doing it. To keep it 100 with you, like what I'm doing now, fuck no. You give me honestly, a nigga come up to me right now, I'm like, yo, I'll cut this check for right now, $50,000. I will quit my fucking job in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, you can live on 50 for a year.
Exactly
you
for a year.
Find a job in a year.
Nigga, I'll go right back to school.
6 months.
I'll go right back to school with $50,000. I would.
It's me.
Oh, okay.
Poor shit.
Nah, but how would I retire if I had an ideal retirement amount? Now, is that just for me or is that for like my family shit afterwards too? Well, you know what? I would retire with money and then when I die, I can give it to my whoever. I would say I would want to stop working. Ideally, maybe about like 50 million.
50 million?
Ideally. If it was ideal, I'd be like, at 50 million, I'd be like, okay, I can be content. Because now if I die, my family will be okay. Realistically speaking, I'll be okay if I retire and if I have like a couple hundred thousand. I'll be okay.
I got to retire at 5 million.
For me,
jeez,
what?
That's
what I will be retiring with. Like I'm not playing like, no games. Like
probably 10, 12. But with me,
million.
Yeah,
I'm a cheap bitch, and that's it. A couple hundred thousand. No, but, I was
like, nah, but with me, it's
me 89. I don't need that much.
Planning on living for like 5 years. After
you know, I only want to live to like 57.
That's what I say.
So I don't want to live that long. So.
But with me, it's kind of like
yeah. With my
if
family
I get
history,
money,
I don't know if I'm gonna make it to 65.
If I get money, like, I would lay low. That's my thing. Like, I would still wear this shit. Only because, I mean, just me. Only because, like, that's, like, the shit I like to wear. Like, I probably get more chains, but
my car
just more gold.
Crazy.
You know, like, yeah, my car, I would get upgrade my car, but I would not do anything else outside of my needs.
Niggas in these cars.
No, I would get, like.
I'm still rolling in the same 2011 Honda.
No, but. No, but. Nice, no, but.
Y'all niggas know I'm lying. Nigga, give me $5,000 right now. I'll go get a new fucking car.
Oh, Lord.
I would nigga get, shit. I want a set.
What would I get? I have a Civic. I'll probably get a Accord or something like that.
I'm sorry.
I probably would. Nah.
Accord?
Nah, because.
The new Accords are nice, though. They are.
No,
the
but.
New ones.
No, but.
For a year until the new model comes out.
No, but.
And it flies.
No, but my thing is, like, I never like being flashy, though.
Get out my car.
I like, if I have money. Fucking idiot. If I had money. Then, like, I would have to, like, show that shit off.
I feel
like I can still show off without showing it. Like, if I go, like, example, if I go to, like, a family reunion, they're like, yo, Miles, what's up, man? How you been? Like, you look good. Like, I heard you got, you know, a little come up. Yeah, little nigga, like, I'd be wearing the same Adidas tracksuit, the same old ass shit. I mean, I'd probably switch up a little bit, but I wouldn't go out my knee.
New Year, same me.
I'm like, no, nigga. New Year, same poor you.
I'm like, real niggers for the first week or so. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah. I will probably do some dumb nigga shit.
I'm
not going to be able to.
Dumb nigga shit.
Is there overdoing it?
Yes.
So I went to the barbershop today, and there was an SRT. This fucking SRT was gorgeous, by the way. This fucking car was crazy. It was like a matte Hunter's Green.
I seen that shit.
Well, it's some drug dealer nigga that was driving it.
Interesting.
You snitching.
What the fuck?
He's at your barbershop?
Yeah. So, my barber, he was like, yo, he got... Miles. I, like... So, he's a...
Solid.
Bet. Are we done?
No.
He's a, so obviously.
Why you stop talking?
Because I was waiting for y'all to stop whispering to each other.
He said,
I feel like that's going to him because, like, he, my brother was saying that he got, like, this fancy car, this fancy car, this fancy car. But, like, if you're as a drug dealer.
Certain lifestyles, you are doing too much. Drug dealing, you're doing too much.
Doing too much. Like, at that point, you're getting your money, you're already doing it against the law. You're doing what you had to do to get your bread. I'm going to respect it regardless. That's what you want to do. That's what you're going to do. Because it's still not hard. But, like, it's not easy to drug deal with certain shit. So. You want to be out here toting guns and shit? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you still feeding your family. I get it. Whatever. It's just, it can't be taxed, so they're going to lock you up. So, that's fine. But, don't be fucking stupid. I was like, yo, that's so fucking dumb. Because I bet you, like, you still living in the hood. You still around the same people. And you just flashing all this shit.
But, I feel like, even with that, though, even our drug dealer, if you dress that way, it's going to send attention to anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but like, what I'm saying is, like, if y'all dress a certain way, y'all do that certain way, people going to notice. Someone might come, not I'm not wishing that, but something might happen
to
you.
He could have all the money he got now and literally be driving, like, a Honda or a Hyundai or a Kia.
But you know niggas ain't going to do that, because even if you have money right now, you ain't going to, nigga, you don't drive a Hyundai or
I drive a Kia.
Never mind. But I was, my point, what I was saying was, you not driving, I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You have the luxury, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's just shit, you ain't got no Kia.
That's what my brand
Forte.
Said. He was like, you bougie. I was like, my car ain't bougie. I was like, I got a Kia. He said, you got the bougiest Kia. I was like, man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying. I agree, because, like, if you do certain shit, yes, you are
you
doing
can have
much.
A nice car, but it not much attention, attract attention.
You can have a nice
top-notch Accord.
Exactly. You can have a nice Hyundai. You can have a nice fucking charger for it. You ain't got to have the extra.
Honestly, that's why I said
you can
my
have
shit.
That car, but if
SRT screams,
you have multiple. Is the thing, because you can have one car and be like, this nigga got good credit.
That SRT screams.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't,
because credit
cops don't pay attention to shit like that.
I understand that, and I agree with you. You are doing too much in that line of work, my nigga. Would I be having a shit like that? Yeah, I would have it, but I'm not gonna be
off on the side.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would have it.
Home 2 hours away.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not gonna be in my regular hood where I'm slinging my dope, dropping some shit. My shit got the hydraulics and shit. No, nigga, I'm out there to fucking punch buggy.
If you got 80K, but that's the same way. If you got 80K to buy a SRT, you got enough money to hire somebody to. Take care of your shit in the hood for you. You shouldn't even have
bro,
to
bro, that get your hair cut with Dolph. Hire me.
No, but that's
I
like,
will take care of your bread.
But that's like the same way of like of dressing that way too. If you dress that way, niggas gonna notice. But
honestly, niggas dress above their pay grade all the time. So
I
that
know,
wouldn't
but,
that much attention.
Yeah, I know,
it's not
but
until you actually have like chains and shit, that's when niggas start noticing. Because you could dress any type
drive
of
drive SRTs.
Because
but that's what I'm saying though.
You
if you
Gucci
had chains
around me, I'm like, nigga, you spent $300 on a belt. You dumbass. You work at McDonald's.
No, but I'm saying
now
though,
if you had five different Gucci belts.
It's different.
That's some dumb nigga shit right there. But what I'm saying is, like, if you walk around all them chains on all them cars, you got money, but niggas are still looking at you.
You want
crazy.
The attention.
Yeah, like that time.
You
got
to know why, when to ask for the attention.
That's why, like, I said, I will still dress the same way I have. I would have money. I would spoil myself, but not for other people to notice.
You wanna go to on vacation, go to Vegas,
yeah,
rent
go
the car and wear all these chains. Do that because you're on vacation. You can get the section.
But
enjoy
you
yourself.
Home.
Enjoy what you have. Splurge, like, show it. Whatever. Cool. You go back in your area, even if it's a legitimate bread.
You a bitch.
You don't gotta be loud. You don't gotta be
loud. The loudest thing in the room, usually the brokest.
Eddie not walking around with security. Like, that's annoying. Like, the moment you feel like you have to walk around security is when you know you're doing too fucking much.
Nigga, I'm my own security.
That's what I'm saying.
Me and my nigga is my own security.
I got Jesus.
When
Jesus.
I'm still here, aren't I?
I didn't mean it like that, but I was just.
I just
no, no, not him.
Everybody knew this. Everybody's going to be like, this nigga, Ted. Because I said Jesus. I didn't mean it like that, but I was just.
He had
like,
to take it to a whole nother.
Because I was saying Jesus. Like, yes. Like,
yeah.
But it sounds like I was like, Jesus. Like, what he going to do? Like, that's not what I was trying to say, but damn.
That's
like,
not what I was saying at all.
Peasant? Jesus.
Whew. It's that time of year.
I lost exactly what I was saying. Wonderful. But yeah, like, there's people that have plenty of money you would never know. Ted and I would know. There's motherfuckers that sometimes look like they work at a construction yard and they got bread.
They come in here and be like, hey, did that wire come in? You're like, yeah, how much the wire? They're like, oh, nothing small. You know, $800,000. Like, whoa. Niggas almost had a heart attack the other day. This lady came in and was like, yo, did my wire for $800,000 come in?
And I'm about to.
She looks like, yo, bro.
I did one for like 2.1 million.
She looked like a cat.
She said, hold on, I got two different answers. What'd she say? This-
I had to share that real quick. That was a lot.
My wire authority ain't that high.
Huh?
My wire authority ain't that high.
No, we getting into specifics. Right, young people like, I know listen job to this. Shit.
But nah, somebody came in the other day and was like, yo, did my wire come in? I was just like, I don't know, how much did it cost? And she was like, 800, I mean, how much was it? She was like, 800,000. I was like,
come again?
How much? She was like, 800,000. I'm looking at the lady like,
thank you.
She looks like a regular cat lady. You know, like a little bag lady? Yeah. They be pushing the little carts and shit. Just be like, oh, let me pick up these cans.
That's how I want to be, baby.
You, bro.
That's how I want to be.
She just meow.
Yeah, I did.
Meow.
Like, yo, meow mix bitch over here, man.
Meow mix bitch.
I was like, what does that mean? I don't know.
Meow mix bitch.
You talking about the food brand?
Yeah. She a cat bitch. She a cat lady. She a cat lady.
She a cat bitch. It's crazy, dog.
Where's, but the bitch got 100,000. I was just like, how much it,
what's up?
How much it cost to turn these whites only pies?
To nigga only pies. To nigga pies.
Nah, but for real, like, this money shit, man. It's spooky, man.
Spooky.
All right, so that's all we got for y'all today. Like, nah, this nigga, man.
Money. The root of all evil.
It is the root of all
evil. The changer of all changes.
Money, man. I'll do some wild shit for money. Okay. Would y'all kill a nigga for money?
Nah, I ain't thinking about his life.
That's no point. It depends on how much bread it is and depends.
Nah, because if that happened, then
do I have no connection to this person?
It's just a random nigga, right?
Yeah,
it's a random ass nigga.
Well, it'd be easier to get away with it if you don't know the person whatsoever.
I'm not gonna risk my freedom.
Doesn't matter. I can get in specifics like I want.
I'm not gonna risk
my
freedom.
I'm saying is,
how much
would y'all kill a nigga for any amount of money?
No, you didn't give me a number. You need to give me a dollar amount. Cause niggas out here,
okay.
Niggas in Wilmington kill people for 10,000 all the time.
I know. How about this? What is your limit of killing somebody? What would you want the money wise at least to kill somebody?
In the millions somewhere.
It has to be in the millions.
It has to be. I understand where you're coming from, Ted. What
it gotta be past the millions. And then after that, I'm moving to, like, I don't know, motherfucking Russia.
Like, what's that from?
Rush Hour.
Yeah. Slow down, baby.
That nigga had this shit. He was like, ah, slow down, baby. And Chris Tucker was like, what? He was like, I said nothing.
I think that's Rush Hour 2.
Yeah, Rush Hour 2.
It's 2.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, baby. It's the way he said it so quiet. Slow down, baby.
Would I kill a nigga for bread? Y'all already know the answer.
Well,
that.
Well, yeah.
I would.
200,000? It's not worth it.
I would want more money than that, but you give me 200,000 cash.
Like, you couldn't get away with murder.
I wouldn't get away with murder.
I don't think you could get away with
it. You know, honestly, why I would get away with murder?
Huh?
Because I'll be so loud with that shit. It'll be out in open, hiding in plain sight. Because niggas that be trying to do the most, that's where you get fucked up at. Like, I literally just be like, okay, where he work at?
It would take me a month to plan whatever, whoever.
I walk right in that bitch and just be like, just literally walk in, and just boom, and walk the fuck out.
In front of everybody.
Yeah. And walk the fuck out.
Yeah,
that's everyone's gonna ID you.
Not really. I'm not saying I'm gonna walk in with my bare face.
But part of a plan is also seeing if there's cameras.
I would have more plans.
Oh, okay,
I would have more too. I'm not just gonna walk.
I thought
in
you meant like, oh, where you at? CVS.
I'm not gonna be like, on the set. Walk in like this and shit. You know what I mean? Pop. Fresh tattoos and shit. Show my ruthless tattoo on my stomach. I'm the only nigga in the world with this shit. Like, I can't do nothing with my shirt off.
My shit would be so precise and planned.
Like, for honestly, like, all jokes aside, we're just gonna use this hypothetically speaking. If I was at the killer nigga that work at a bank, I know it's gonna be cameras in there. I would literally walk in that bitch with a fucking mask on. I already niggas gonna be like, and start running.
Bam!
I'm not trying to rob niggas. I'm gonna walk in, shoot that nigga, walk the fuck out.
Make sure he dead though.
I mean,
but you know, sometimes
I'm gonna keep shooting in your face,
nigga. I'm gonna walk down on you, shooting at you.
Oh,
you know, I'm not gonna just be like
you want them. Just
I'm one of them. Honestly, I'm not a shooter by any stretch of the means.
I hope this crime hasn't happened anywhere recently. Cause
I don't have no gun.
They're like, we have our guy.
That's fine. Like, you can take me to jail. No, that's
I got good alibi.
I will sue your ass. What you mean?
Nicole.
You know what I'm saying? I will sue your ass. State of Delaware. Come get me. But anyway, nah.
Come and get me.
My point is, like, I will walk in that bitch. And if I really have to kill you, I'm going to make sure you're dead. I'm going to unleash.
The wrath.
Nigga, what? That whole clip I'm emptying on you. I might get another one. It come back, but depends. If I'm in the bank, God. I can do shit. If we outside,
I'm lighting houses on fire, like weird shit. Like
what
that.
The f-
niggas can survive a house fire though.
A nigga can escape.
You know what I'm saying? Fire.
Oh nah, like I'm doing weird shit, like locking all the fucking doors and like, you know, just, it don't matter.
It's talking about assassination. This nigga is a different
niggas windows and shit. This nigga doing too much.
I'm getting my money.
I'm
gonna catch you at the red light, like.
Exactly. Some shit like that. And just drive off.
Gotta be careful though. It's cameras.
Yeah, I don't care. The car is gonna be exactly. A random ass car that's gonna be burned somewhere
we can
out.
Stop talking. Okay, indict us. Look at this. y'all getting a whole plan. But I'm saying though.
I was on some suicide bomb type shit.
Oh, he said whoa. Bomb. We are not affiliated with this plan.
ISIS. I want no don't, part.
You the one that said the word, not me.
You said the B word.
You said the I word.
You said the B word.
Are you guys going to spell it out?
Bomb. B.
You said the O. B. You said the O. I said the M.
B. It's all for the money. See, this is how niggas get for money.
Money.
You give me the right amount, niggas is done, son. Anybody you need.
I hear you.
But I need that cash up front. Like, it ain't gonna be y'all like, ever, you get half now, half late. No, bitch. Give it all to me now.
Y'all ever give money to anybody?
Yes.
What about, like, give money letting someone borrow money, like a friend borrow money?
Nah.
Yeah, I let niggas borrow money all the time.
Would you let?
Never.
If I asked you for $50, you wouldn't let me hold $50?
I'm like, why?
And if I gave you a good reason, would you let me hold it?
Yes, only because I know you have a job. It depends. Like, some niggas, I know you got a job, but I know I won't get my money back. With you, I know you, so I'll get my money back.
My brother.
Ted, same for you. But, like, certain people, it's like a very small circle of niggas.
Opinion or something.
Get it? Hello, it's Eddie.
We got my brother on the line.
Yeah. Oh,
hello. So why we have you on the line?
Caller number one.
We might as well throw
talk
you
in shit.
Into the episode real quick. Anybody got a question? So the topic's money. Who we got on the phone? Go ahead, state your name.
Oh man. Quez on the phone.
Okay. So we got Miles and Ted here.
You're
somebody's gonna ask you a question regarding money.
Go ahead, Ted.
Me?
Yeah. Like would you like when
we said, one of the questions we already talked about.
One of the questions?
Dog yeah. Shit?
No, he said something nothing, about some shit. Crazy. I ain't say nothing about
he's
him.
Married. We
ain't
oh, no, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, we'll indict him.
What does money mean to him?
Yeah, all right, bet. All right, this so is a family, man.
The way we started off was what does money mean to each individual that's on the podcast right now? So go ahead and, you know.
What does it mean?
Yeah, so when you think of money,
what comes to mind?
What comes to mind, like?
On a set.
I know it's broad, but we all came up with answers.
Okay. First thing that comes to mind is stability.
Stability?
Being able to
that's what I said.
Not worry about paying for daycare, food for my kids, diapers.
Comfortable.
That type of thing. So stability for the family. First thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
That's what A-Rod said.
It's such a father answer.
It was a fatherly answer.
If you found yourself with, you know, $50 million tomorrow, do you think you would change towards the people around you?
Please say yes. Please say yes.
Yeah, pay off.
God damn it. No, but do you think you would change?
Yes.
Like your personality, you change towards people around you?
Please say yes.
No, I don't think so.
Boo. You corny. You corny.
Miles said that he would change immediately and be bougie towards everyone.
Yep. No problem with that.
Hey, I think some people would.
Do you think?
Especially if they never, I think if they never had money at all and they instantly got it, that's why the people that normally win that type of money lose it so fast. Because they do change. They don't know how to act. But if you had some money, like some significant amount for a little bit, then I don't think it'll change you because you've already like dealt with it for a little bit.
Message.
Like even if it's just a couple grand that you manage to just save and keep it saving, like that's to some people that's a significant amount of money.
Right.
It depends on the person.
Okay. Thank you for your input, sir. This is
Boo.
There you
go. All right. Ask him. What would be the craziest thing you would do for money?
Okay. What
I want to know.
Ted wants. Ted, ask a question.
All right, bro. What would be the craziest thing you would do for money?
Hold it to the front.
I'm holding it.
Yo, for money?
Yeah, for money.
Oh, no, man.
That's going to be the positive.
I don't think I have a wild answer. Like, in my 20s, dog I shit. Probably would have said something crazy. I don't have an answer for
shit
you.
For $1 billion.
All right, well, Eddie's it's asking easy. Me to ask you, would you eat a pile of human shit for $1 billion?
Nah.
Boo.
Thank you. I said no too. They both said yes, like immediately.
Shit. Y'all niggas literally. Are uppity. No niggas. Shit. 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 Y'all niggas are bougie as shit.
That question, because now I'm thinking about like how long it's gonna take me to recover from being sick.
Oh my god, get a counselor.
I gotta rationalize everything now.
Boo.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, think about how long it would take for me to recover.
I didn't even think of that shit. Damn.
Because that's going to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah, well. Man, like, $1 billion. I'll be like,
you know how sick you get from eating like a pizza undercooked chicken? Like, imagine how sick you're going to get from that. I'm good. I'm good.
He got that old father laugh.
Yo, you might not even live to see the money.
Like, that's true. That's don't wish that on me. Hold on. Give me the phone. Don't wish that on me, dog. I want to see all that money.
Miles said he would eat the shit immediately.
I would too.
I would eat the shit.
I'd rather eat mud butt than the full solid shit, but.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, Miles is with it. It's all right.
A smoothie as. Yeah, smoothie as a juice. Just like,
bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Shit. Shit.
What you say? Say it again.
I want to throw up right now. A smoothie? That's disgusting.
You big
yeah,
man.
I started gagging too. Pause.
So. I put that shit in the ninja.
On the set.
You better look, Ted. You about to tune it. Oh my god. I'll call you back. We're finishing up now, so I'll call you back in a couple minutes.
All right, man.
All right. Go ahead and intro out for me real quick.
Outro out.
Outro out. You hear me? Yeah. Who I had on the phone again?
Oh, Quez.
All right. Yo.
Hey, I don't have no 10-minute intro like y'all cats.
Y'all cats?
All right, I'll call you back.
How old are you? You young Thundercats?
I do have like 10 nicknames.
I'll holler at you.
All right, yo. Bye. All right,
bro. That was my brother Quiz.
I like that.
He had some good insight.
I'm calling.
Have somebody
do a call in.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, remember that kind of ties in with our new idea in the future. So
it does. We need a camera.
We really need a camera.
Yo, that's
we
some wild shit.
We need to rob
shit.
A nigga for a camera tonight. Where we going, Duffers?
We need to scrape. What you want,
if you find if I have Cameron Duffers,
I'm trying to rob a nigga. What you mean?
Oh,
officer, my name is my my name
they're
is
like, sir, we found this
this pod a podcast. Like,
you talking about robbing Negroes,
robbing niggas?
Whoa, officer, Black Lives Matter,
niggas.
All right, so
white people.
Anybody got anything to add?
Ooh, baby, slow down. This is funny. Nah, I'm all good. I got nothing to say.
Cash rules everything around me.
Cream. Get the money.
Damn it.
Dollar Billy, yo.
Money.
It wasn't a duo.
Oh.
It wasn't a trio. I was going to. He said, anybody have anything to add? I was waiting all.
Go ahead.
He does that all the time, though.
Go ahead.
Does anybody have anything to add?
I don't know.
I was giving you.
It was said. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
I wanted.
I waited.
I'm glad. I thought one of y'all at least could do the ending of the y'all when he was like, y'all. I was like, all right. I've been cool with that.
I am not doing the whole Wu Tang.
Shit, y'all hip hop heads, right?
It's
Young Thundercat. That sounds so dumb.
It's us against them. Now, this was a good episode.
Good episode.
A lot of insight. We had Quiz on the phone today. Hopefully we have somebody else to
next week we're gonna have a new special guest.
I need Gilrich.
What's wrong?
Yo, Smokey over here, man.
Yo, that crack cocaine.
What's up, Smokey?
You on them dippers.
What's a dipper?
You know what a dipper is?
Tobacco?
It's a blunt dipped in embalming fluid.
Oh, I thought that shit was blam. Or smack. Or not, that's black.
What's blam? Smack, yo, dog. How old are you, dog? Smack.
I ain't mean to say smack. I'm going to say wet.
What's blam? What wet. 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 What the fuck is blam? I don't want to try that shit.
He said, oh, I thought that was blam.
I thought that was like an action move.
He's like, blam, you did.
Look, whoop, wop, blam.
That was kablam.
Boing. Boing.
Zoink.
Zoink.
It's us against them. It's your boy Ease, a.k.a. Ed Stunner. See, it changes up every fucking time. Who I got to the right of me?
You already know, man. It's your boy Swaggy T.
Uh-oh. A.k.a.
Chef Leonzo.
A.k.a.
Lord Quad Guy.
A.k.a. Money.
Teddy Penderaz Down.
Gang, gang, A.k.a. Gang.
Teddy on the set.
Set.
I'm really... damn it, Offset? I was going to say, that's going to be my new name. Ain't nobody got that name. Fucking Offset. It's the only nigga
you,
was,
you were about to come up with Offset?
No, I was going to say nobody have the name with set in it.
Yeah, Offset. They call a nigga Upset now.
Good one.
Upset.
Ninja Gordy.
I'm single. I miss you. I need you to come back to the coop.
Fuck y'all. I miss it. Fuck it.
Who I got to the right of me?
Damn. Oh, I'm to the right of you. It's right. Your boy,
who I got
Swaggy
to the right,
T.
Right of me.
Across from Ted.
But, I mean, still on your right.
Why don't you just say to the left of me?
Nah. I've always that's said him. Right.
Pass that you.
Who's the left of me?
I'm about to say Miles. I'm so dead ass.
Yeah, Malcolm Y.
Malcolm
man.
Y.
Why?
Come on, Miles. Shit.
They used my name. Malcolm Y. And thank you, E&J, for his episode.
Don't mix it with fruit punch.
Don't mix it with
or real cranberry.
Yeah, that's true. Nah. E&J XO. Thank you.
Upset.
Oh shit.
Woo.
I'm upset.
Bye guys.
Oh my god.
Alright, holla at y'all. Y'all we'll see y'all soon. Gang.
Bye.
I don't wanna see y'all.
Ooh. Oh my god. It's us.